Yes, my name is M.I. Mr. Incredible, Show Black Boy, Africa Rapper number one, the chairman. And this is the chairman of all platforms. I'm telling you, you are tuned in live and you need to stay connected to African Hip Hop Blog. I tell you, they are truly, truly dope. I stand with them heavy. Yeah. Peace.
I see play guy boss African Hip Hop Blog handy.
Now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
African Hip Hop Blog Podcast.
I is play guy boss African Hip Hop Blog handy.
Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the African Hip Hop Blog Podcast, beaming to you live from an undisclosed location in the heart of the motherland that is Africa. It's none other than your boy, Phil Chard, a.k.a. Flint Floss, the big boss, baby. And you guys heard the intro. You guys heard that drop, right? You guys heard what the best rapper in Africa said about us. With that being said, this is undoubtedly the best podcast episode we have ever recorded. You guys do not understand the levels of hype that I'm feeling right now. For those that know me, those that have followed me on Twitter, those that know me personally, those that follow the blog closely, you'll know that there are a few rappers that I truly, genuinely love, adore, and respect. The men I worship the ground they walk on. And Jude Abaga, a.k.a. Mr. Incredible, a.k.a. M.I., happens to be one of them. And I had an incredible interview. We were pressed for time. He's a busy man right now. But I managed to get 20 minutes with him. And I don't lie. Those 20 minutes were the most energizing and invigorating 20 minutes I've ever had in my life, man. It was an inspiration. It was powerful. It was beautiful. And I went straight into fan mode. I went straight into. I felt like a kid meeting an artist. You know, man. Shout out to him. And of course, we're gonna get to that interview, and we're gonna explain why I interviewed him a little later. But we've still got a blog to run. We've still got a podcast to run. So let me not get too starry-eyed. Let's get down to the business of the day. Let's cross over to some of the news going on the continent. First things first, my boy Reminisce. His project El Hajj is supposed to drop on the 29th of August. But surprisingly, immediately after releasing the artwork for the song, he announced that he had parted ways with his management. In a surprising twist, Reminisce, who is the owner of his own record label LRR Entertainment, has parted ways with Edge Entertainment, which is run and operated by Ibrahim Okulaja. No explanation was given as to why they have severed ties, but it's very, very odd considering his album is set to drop in 5 days. I don't know, man. Well, keep it locked to the African Hip Hop Blog because we're going to try to get to the bottom of the story and figure out what's happening over there. Also, yesterday, MTV had a pretty big event in Newtown. Though it turned out that the event was an announcement where they would announce the date of the actual announcement. MTV announced that the MTV Awards for this year will be held on the 22nd of October. This time they'll be in Johannesburg at the Ticket Pro Dome. They also announced that they will be announcing the nominees later. The first nominee announcement will be taking place in Joburg and the second one in Lagos. So basically they announced that they'll be announcing and then there'll be another announcement after the first announcement that precluded the announcement. So there's a lot of announcements going on with MTV, fam. Also on the blog, we've got a lot of great quality posts, man. You guys definitely check out africanhhb.com. We've got an in-depth article in our AHHB R&D series that breaks down what you need to do when you are planning on shooting a music video. We break it down from your storyboards to your crew members to your budget to what you should look out for in terms of lighting and equipment. So guys, please, if you're trying to figure out how to make better music videos at a cheaper price, head on over to AfricanHHB.com and look for our AHHB R&D series, where TNG breaks that down for y'all. We've also got a post on Muffin Man, who is Youngsters DJ, very influential cat out there in Cape Town. Also got a great article from Sabza on Kidio, a great profile on the man, so be sure to check that out on AfricanHHB.com. So I know y'all get tired of me talking. We're going to cross over right now to some music. We've got a new joint here from Octopizzo titled Otani Show. I actually like the video for this song. I've not really been the biggest Octopizzo fan, but I like this video. I like the song. The beat is bananas. And Ruby, our correspondent from Kenya, tells me that he's throwing shots at a certain Kenyan rapper. We're not going to name names, but here's a hint. He's worked with MI2. So here is Otani Show from Octopizzo. Let's go.
Hey, Tom. Nasikia bado kuna marapa wa mixtape kwa cypher. Zangu ni kutuwa soundtrack za sci-fi. Waresh wenyu nimeogeuza free wifi. In short na log in bila kutumia password. Mini ule boy na kukana bila kutumia password. Nena nazo choka nimekazwa. Still sick mpate booth kani melazwa. Tulidanga nyuna julikana maju ali kwa se wanaswa. Bila beat nigga kujena pinye bado ntawa beat nigga. Hini hit nigga, Mr. Lighter, flames, I'm lit nigga. Still feeling some type of way, homie, kwani chewy me, ni rich nigga. Nambresh wako ameshinda kini flash. You wanna know why, cause I'm the shit nigga. Utani show what? Utani show? Utani show what? Utani show? Utani show what? Utani show? Utani show? I'm going in, nika kuna curfew. Apart from me, music is a marapa curfew. He sees sport pesa, uwezi bet. Nambia sizi ya kwata kunya calendars, yezi mdet. Na stand out Buddha, car watchman. In short, fitu niko nazo, uwezi get. Hala, najo yo line ujai get. Hey, sijai chelewa, sijai come late. Nimetoka vaking, ndo nimejeti. Na kuna vakazi, siyezi kuleti. Niko kwa pharmacy, zangu mapedling. So, sada takina pendo, squeeze ya wakupendi. So, zidi kukula moto ka acrobat. Unapunguza weight kwa nuli atakutumia arobat. Bonga na mi, chonga na king. Songa na mi, kamisha bling. Pizza kwa ring. Utani show what?
Ice bling 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 was African in the club.
Utani show what? 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 Utani Utani show nini bana? Utani show nini bana? Utani show nini bana? Na mtabado wa sana tembea na mabana za no Octopizzo no peace. Ni hishe, ndio nilibaiye shamba ni hishe.
Yes, 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 Octopizzo with Utani Show. If you guys know who he's throwing shots as, let us know. Now in the recent weeks I've been saying, I don't know what Casper Nyovest has been eating recently, but his bars, his marketing, his whole aura and persona have stepped up a major, major, major way. And the man just completed the final leg of his Refilwe album tour. So shout out to Casper Nyovest, man. He deserves all the accolade for that. So well done, man. And on that note, for Family Tree Fridays last week, Nadia Nakai and Casper dropped a song called The Man. Nadia also has some shots. Some say they are fired at Nomuzi. Listen up and let us know. But whew, Family Tree are going to be a problem this year. A serious problem. Here's The Man.
Yeah.
Bitch, I've been the man, bitch, I've been the man. Couple ass shots, shut down Instagram. Bitch, I've been the man, bitch, I've been the man. Double tap my shit, bitch, you just a fan. Bank account got me screaming, yeah, yeah. I got homies claiming we go way, way. Then they back up on me when it's payday. Bitch, I'm making money on a daily. I say fuck for all you gimmicks, this is rap time. Thinking we're the same is a damn crime. If I hear another sub in your way run, then I'ma drop a bitch, this is cash time. Wait, 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 I ain't need no stress. I don't fuck with no bitch, tryna get me a Lex. Young nigga don't test me, I know I'm getting a little mess. Swag game finesse, rap game like chess. Your boyfriend in my DM, tryna buy me a BM. Acting like I don't see him, fuck him all, cop a DM. Body bag with a verse, top range, no text. Don't fuck with my ex, tryna find my next bitch. N-A-K-A-I, ass fat me hairline. Too fly like an airline, your shit dumb like a hairline. Money back done made these hoes push back they deadline. Signing out for a real change, got the same deal but like 10 times. I need a bad bitch just to twerk for me. Nobody in the game putting work like me. Even when I go on vacation, I thought that it would change it, but came back to the same shit. I've been the man.
Bitch, I've been the man, bitch, I've been the man. Couple ass shots, shut down Instagram. Bitch, I've been the man, bitch, I've been the man. Double tap my shit, bitch, you just a fan.
Bank account got me screaming, yeah, yeah. I got homies claiming we go way, way. Then they back up on me when it's payday. Bitch, I'm making money on a daily.
You are now looking at the hardest working man in the industry. Street smart hustler, mind is sharp as a guillotine. Bentley driver, womanizer, fuck them until they sleep. The tint is 25%, it looks like a limousine. When I scream, they gon' be way wavy, and I don't give a fuck what they say lately. I get it, I really do, nigga, they hate me, cause I nigga so hot, I can play Satan. Spray paint, serving like a spray break, I'm like a weak promise. Deep pocket, still keep a cheap wallet, dick solid. Don't you wanna sit on it, skip college, still got rich knowledge. Symbolic, never ever miss flawless, weak spotted. Niggas I can dishonest, bitch not it. Ain't nobody dishonest, some click polish. You looking for hits, got him, Chris Wallace. Niggas got a big problem, D money. Think hair with the wig, got it, she swatted. I give it with the bitch, wanted it, ja. On it. The kids mothers, but I just wanna piss on them. These motherfuckers don't wanna uplift on us. They just wanna sit in the big office. Deep puzzles, rock, get a rich, put up a niche, cause it's a vibe to be rich. Started with this, but it's alive and legit, got it. I'm about to quit in those bits, I know you should quit, homie, cause you lying to yourself. I'm a not invested truth. I don't mean to sugarcoat it, but my
guys, what is Casper Nyovest eating? Jesus! Man is dropping bars. He seems focused in the booth. Man, African hip-hop is on a whole new wave in 2016, man. I love it. I love it.
Got me screaming, yeah, yeah.
That being said, be sure to check out AfricanHHB.com. We've got photos of the last date of the Refila album tour. Shout to Offense T for those photos, man. Beautiful shots, man.
Shout out to Nani in the car.
Alright guys, back to the news. So the AFRIMA Awards just announced their nominees. And the AFRIMA Awards should not be confused with the AFRIMA Awards. I was confused too, but let me break this down to you. So there is the African Music Magazine Awards that are held in America. These are not to be confused with the All Africa Music Awards that will be held in Nigeria. I know they sound the same, they are spelt the same except for the M in the acronym, but yeah, nominees were announced. We're still waiting for information on voting, but what we noticed from the nominees list, we got Franco and Jovi representing hip-hop in the Central African category. Navio is nominated in the East, but he's up against a lot of stiff competition. He's got to go up against Diamond Platinums and Ali Kiba. Sarko Dier, Wizkid, obviously making up the nominees in the Best West category. Surprisingly, no Davido, no Olamide, no Fino. And Fino's been number one on Nigerian radio for 14 weeks now? Like, really? Okay. In the South, aka Anati, Questa, and Nasty C all get nods. Surprisingly, Ricky Rick does not get a nomination. Sid Lugardini was burning up the clubs this year, man. And I feel Nasty deserves a nomination on his own. He's nominated because he's on a Nati song, Jump, with Casper Nyovest. And coincidence, Chocolate City artist Victoria Kimani nominated from the East in the women's category. So once we have information on how to vote, we'll let you guys know. But we do know that the awards will be on November the 4th in Nigeria. So look out for details on that. We also have news from Nigeria with Young Six. I don't know if you guys have been following the story. We briefed it on the blog, so make sure you hit up African HHB to see our story on it. But Young Six says that the rapper PRE tried to kill him. Like, pull out a gun and started busting shots. Like, is it that serious out there, guys? What's going on? But yeah, that is the story. Young Six, as you guys know, he's been in the news recently. There's a lot going on. There's a beef with Cynthia Morgan that kind of popped off. He's also said a few dodgy things on Twitter that I've had to call him out on. But the biggest issue to date has been this issue with Pre, also known as David Etete, the son of the former petroleum minister in Nigeria, Dan Etete. So according to Young Six, these guys were chilling at home. They collaborated on a song. And then for some reason, David pulled the gun out, ransacked his apartment, tried to kill him, and then tried to act like nothing happened. So that's crazy right now. Hit up African HHB to get the full story, and hopefully Young Six walks out okay, man. And now, guys, we've now reached that part of the show where it's time for us to play our interview with none other than MI. I've already expressed how much this interview meant to me, how much I loved it. MI is in South Africa right now, where he will be performing this Friday. Make sure you guys are there if you're in Joburg. This Friday, the 26th of August, at Carfax. That's in Newtown. It's literally a stone's throw away from Newtown Junction. He will be performing there at the Afrequency event. He'll be supported by a number of artists, including DJ Lambo, who will be out there as well. So make sure you guys get out there. Get your tickets on New Tickets. That's nutickets.com. Without further ado, let's cross over to my interview with MI Abaga.
African Hip Hop Blog. How is it play, guy? Boss African Hip Hop Blog, handy.
It's your boy Phil from the African Hip Hop Blog, and I'm here with a living legend. I can't overstate this. This is actually the first time I'm nervous before doing an interview. This is if you guys know me, if you guys follow me on Twitter, if you guys know what I listen to, you understand how much I respect this man, how much I adore this man's music. One of the reasons that we even started the website, none other than Judah Baga, African rapper number one, Mr. Incredible, other than MI, the CEO of Chocolate City Music.
Wow. Appreciate it, man. I'm blushing here. If I can blush, I'll be red. But I appreciate it. And more than that, I appreciate what you guys are doing. The journey of hip-hop in Africa hasn't been always been the easiest road. But what you guys are doing, platforms like what you guys are doing, you've made it, you know, so much easier. You're a limousine in the desert. Well-AC'd limousine.
I am saving this clip. It's going to be my new ringtone. I'm going to be like, fam, has MI said you're a limousine in the desert? I don't think so.
Well, with champagne, with full fridge, TV, cable, Wi-Fi. That limousine has everything.
I got tears in my eyes right now. I got tears. This is an honor and a pleasure. And obviously, our interview was facilitated by the good folks over at Africore, who are doing the Afrifrequency event. And
yes.
Your first performance ever in South Africa. How'd you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel great. I performed once or twice, but nothing like this. This me showcasing MI, right? We were talking about the fact that somehow, with me just being so busy, I never got around to doing one of these. And there's no time better than the present. I'm excited where the team is coming in. The rest of the team is coming in tonight for us to start rehearsing and and getting ready to blow your mind. Are you coming for the event?
I will be flying in Friday morning. There's no way in hell I am missing AMI in South Africa, man.
Wow, great. I appreciate it, man.
Yes, yes. So are you, is this going to be with a live band or are you going to have a DJ? What type of performance can we expect?
I was so busy in Nigeria. So we're not going to do a live band, but we're going to do a hybrid. I have my band leader coming in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be playing on keyboards a little bit. He will too. We have the DJ and the VJ coming in too. So it'll be very interactive. I'm not a playback artist. I'm not a push play and mime artist, you know.
Yes.
Even when we use playback, the tracks are specially made for these performances. So look forward to have a great time. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, you've spoken about being in SA before. Actually, funny enough, I think the last time you were in SA, I was trying to get hold of you for an interview because you flew in with D Black and Vimbai and so forth. And yes, I linked up with Vimbai. And Vimbai was trying to get hold of you and she didn't manage to do it. What's your experience of South Africa been like the few times you've been there?
Bro, it's a beautiful place, beautiful people. Mm-hmm. Historic people, you know. The South African struggle is known very well by Nigeria. And we always emotionally, you know, stood with the South African people. And to be here and just see, you know, such beautiful country, has been specially blessed by God. Amazing people walking around, great music, great food, great culture. To go to these places, first time I visit Soweto, I'm just blown away. I've visited Robben Island, and you know, it's a kind of country that when you visit, you go back home with your spirit full, your soul full, and you're ready to just hop in the studio and create, and, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've enjoyed every time I've been here. I've been here maybe 20-30 times.
Wow,
you know?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of collaborations, you've really been one of the early artists who branched out into the continent. You've done stuff with HP, for example.
Yeah.
Are there any South African acts you're looking to work with on this trip?
Yeah, man. On this trip, where we just shot a video with AKA.
Oh, damn.
A song of mine. Yeah, it's coming soon. I chopped it up with Nasty C, who I'm just a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. You know, we spoke about doing something. And you know, just bro, there's so much talent. I did a song with Reason. We never got around to do a video. Just did a record with Kulichana. There's so much music in South Africa, and we're just getting started because, I mean, yesterday I was with Questa.
Oh yeah.
And JR, and I want to work with Anati. I want to work with so many people, bro. There's so much to do. So much.
Okay. And how do you see the South African music industry as compared to the Nigerian?
You know, I keep having this conversation with a lot of the MCs and the artists out here, and say to them, we both have different strengths. So here, like, the hip hop game is a little more authentic when it comes to, you know, people wanting to be lyrical and the beat, right? Because mm-hmm. people absorb hip hop culture. In Nigeria, not as much, because people have to speak to the Nigerian culture, which is already a huge thing in itself, and this Afrobeat vibe and way. But we both need to give to each other the positive, right? So mm-hmm. I tell the artists, don't use the boundaries. Don't believe the boundaries. Come to Nigeria and promote your song as if it's a Nigerian song, and Nigerians come to South Africa and promote and connect and discuss, and we need to build on what we're collectively doing right now. I think in hip hop, South Africa is a little bit ahead of the rest of the pack with the content and the quality, you know, that's coming out of South Africa. So many amazing artists, and these records are popping off all over the continent. But yeah, I mean, it's a shared experience, and we all need to work together to make, you know, our industry, our on the continent, the best in the world.
Okay. With that being said, do you feel that you, as a very lyrical rapper, do you feel that you've had to adjust the way you make music to make sure that it appeals to the Nigerian audience?
Yeah, well, for me, I wouldn't use the word appeal. My situation has always been about communicating. So mm-hmm. Let's say I was giving an example to someone today. about talking about they said something about rhyming, and I was in front of the mic. I said, you could say Mike, or I'm in front of the mic dropping raps that people like, you know, my flow is correct, like the check on the mic, right? Mm-hmm. Or I could do it differently. I could now use the check and say mic check, and sort of build a line around that. Or you could even go deeper and say, you know, my mic check into the wire, and say when I have my Nikes on, it's down to the wire for me, and then build a deeper metaphor around those words, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you lose people every time the more intricate you go, right? And so it's the balance between communicating your point. If you have a message that you're trying to get across and you want this message to touch millions of people, you have to communicate it in a way that will give them a chance to understand, because not everybody's going to pay the same amount of attention. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't want the people that really love lyrics and really love lyricism to feel like, man, what is this? This is too weak or too watered down. So it's a balancing act. I can't always say I've gotten it right, but I'm content with the success I've had in attempting, you know, to make music.
Okay. Well, you're doing pretty well. I mean, just
thank you.
Just observing from the sidelines, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay. So let's discuss that, man. What's going on with this project with Two-Face? I'm Two-Baba now.
Oh, you got your ears to the ground.
Babylon, fam. We there.
Bro, this is the most legendary artist that I've ever had the opportunity of meeting. Mm-hmm. I never got to meet Fela, you know, and in terms of Nigerian context, right?
Yeah.
He's the man. He's the guy that put on. He's the guy that gave us a blueprint for how to do it. And, you know, I would joke about it. And then his team reached out and said, hey, you know what? Two-Face is interesting. We sat down in the studio. And the first time we sat in the studio, we recorded Babylon. Mm. We just didn't fix it. But I'm talking about an hour later, the song was done.
Wow.
And this is, you know, Two-Face is a prophet. He's not going to be appreciated fully, maybe in his lifetime. But the music and the philosophies behind his music,
mm-hmm.
his humility, his worldview, his impact on African music and Nigerian music, he's one of a kind. And it's just an honor to be working with him. And the music that we're working on is amazing. You guys are going to hear music that, crazy.
So when can we expect the second single of the full project to drop?
We want the music to be right.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to do it as quick as possible. We don't want it to be one of those things where, oh, we want it to be right 2 years later. No. We've been in the studio twice now for extended periods of time. We go in the studio for like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get it right, you'll hear it first. Okay. But can't give any dates now.
No, definitely. I'll be looking for that. Especially the content, man. Like, especially the Babylon was so timely with what's going on in Nigeria. Even across Africa, it resonated with a lot of people.
Yeah, man. I think it's our responsibility, especially people like, you know, if I'm a younger artist, you know, you can forgive a younger artist for trying to get on and trying to make mm-hmm. a club smash. Mm-hmm. But when you've had success and you've toured and stuff like that, and you have a voice and influence, and you have to now use the influence for good. And we hope that with this project, you know, it'll be fun, people will be able to dance to it, but you're going to get to think a lot and hear our perspective on a lot of things that are going on.
Okay, I'll definitely look forward to that. That being said, I was checking out a recent interview. You were also talking about a possible collaboration with you and Jesse Jags and Ice Prince.
You definitely do have your ear to the street, man.
That's how I win all these awards, fam. Like, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Bro, this is true. Jesse and I spoke about doing a Son of Avaga album.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also spoke about doing a Chalk Boy album, three of us.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation actually eventually became the TICBN album.
Okay.
But we still want to do an album with just three of us. We haven't found studio time. We're all so busy. But Jesse's in the studio now. Jesse's new shit, bro. Mm. Jesse's on some whole nother other, bro. On some whole nother other. He just heard it, and I'm about to go in the studio with him to to work on the final mixes and stuff. Yeah, so a lot is gonna come out, but hey, here's the thing. As long as artists are, you get to a certain point, then just try and make amazing as often as you can. Try and collaborate. If a project seems dope and you can do it, you know, Wizkid and I last year spoke about doing an EP, a 4-song EP together. Like, if you have a dope idea, you have the right energy, schedules can work, let's just do it. Let's. There need to be more Future and Drake's, more J. Cole and Kendrick's, more Watch the Thrones, because the fans deserve it, you know.
Yes. Exactly. Speaking of Ice Prince, Joss to the World is, yeah. Well, it sounds like it's done because he just dropped another preview yesterday for Tears. As the CEO, have you heard the project? What do you think of the project? What can we expect?
Yeah, well, so for Ice, I'm no longer his CEO. He is his CEO now. He's running Super Cool Cat, of course, in collaboration with Chocolate City, but I have not heard it yet, and just because he's been so busy. A lot of the team that work out of the Chocolate City Music office are the guys working on the album, helping him mix and stuff. Okay. So every once in a while, when I'm working with them, I hear a little snippet. With Ice, the thing about Ice you have to know is that Ice records 5,000 songs to pick 10.
So, wow.
Yeah, so until he's playing you the final track list, you're not going to have heard the final album.
Okay. So I think you've just clarified. So basically, Jesse and Ice Prince, they have their own labels and they're very independent to Chocolate City, but you guys provide support.
We provide support. We've helped them set up the companies. Basically, what it is that when you are a creative person, as you blow up, you start to have your own ideas about how things could be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at Chocolate City, we want to make sure that those ideas are funded and empowered. And Ice is an amazing businessman, is an amazing visionary, from fashion to music to lifestyle. He's going to do great things with Super Cool Cat. Jesse with Jags Nation, bro. Jesse just wants to stun the world and make music that's better than everything else. And he's accomplishing it, I promise you. Like, when you guys hear his new album, DJ Khaled voice, just know.
Just know. Okay. I think the other thing I wanted to touch on, because I know our time is limited, the other thing I just wanted to touch on briefly is your recent comments, which really hit home with me when Ibuka was interviewing you. And he asked you about your current position in the game and getting international recognition. And at this time, Davido's blowing up, Wizkid is gone, and these guys are really making an impact internationally. And you were like, I don't really care about the Americans because I don't appeal to the Americans. I want to build Nigeria and appeal to Africans.
Yeah.
Have you always felt that way?
When I was nominated for BET in 2009 and flew to the States, great experience. You know, I was young. I had the opportunity then to start chasing this American dream. I had the music. People were into it. I just figured out quickly that what they're really going to respect is when you own your own. Jay-Z says, people always asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free.
Exactly.
Till you own your own, you can't be free. Until we own our own, we cannot be free. And I want to be free. So I'm back home, struggling, going through the ebb and flow of the economy and the struggle of doing business, looking for funding, staffing, all that, because we have to own our own. What you're doing, right? What Chocolate City is trying to do, what AfriCorea and AfriFrequency are doing is, let's own our own so that we can be free. So that we can have the power to determine where our music should go. We have the power to determine what sound Africa should produce, so that we're not influenced by people that have a louder voice than us today, right? And so that's my focus. And both sides of the struggle are equally valid. So what Wizkid is doing, I can in no way try to take anything away from him. It's so important, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's trailblazing. He's breaking stereotypes. He's breaking down doors. Before him, you've had people like Ice Prince, D'Banj that have been on that same journey. But also, when you come back home, the flavors, you know, of Africa, the diamonds of Africa, you know, they're also as important. You know, people that are doing crazy things at home and building our industry here, it's also as important.
Wow.
Okay. I can definitely appreciate that. So I think that pretty much wraps it up. What I will definitely have to do is try and schedule another interview, because I've had this interview planned in my head for so long. I've got like a list of 50 questions.
Yeah.
Where we want to go album by album, lyric by lyric, discussing.
Bro, I would love that.
Discussing all this stuff.
I would love that.
Even like the influence Dahgren had on you, and like why the continent needs to celebrate artists like him and the influence they had on early Nigerian hip hop.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely we'll have that conversation another time. But I appreciate you taking out the time. I know you're very busy right now and prepping for this show.
I appreciate you too, bro. I know you're busy too. And and I appreciated the interview. You're very the special ones stand out, and this interview is definitely special. Like, just your passion for what you're doing, your knowledge about the music, I really appreciate it. So often people in media don't really care about the music. They don't really have any respect for it. It's just a check. So it's amazing what you're doing. Thank you.
Those are humbling words right now. Thank you so much. Definitely we'll see you Friday. We'll make sure you get there. Before you go, please just give details of the show to the fans, so they know where to find you and they know where to get tickets.
So please, everybody, come out for my Frequency Showcase. It's at Carfax in Newtown. I don't know descriptions I could give you there, but Google or Uber there. Again, it's the Carfax in Newtown. Please come out. You will not be disappointed. We have a lot of special guests. And you can just follow our Frequency. They're giving out tickets, man, a lot of tickets. You can follow them at our Frequency. It's AFRIQUENCY. You can also follow me too at @MI_Abaga on all social media platforms. And you can get tickets at I think that's New Tickets, right?
Yeah.
You guys have some tickets you're giving out.
Yeah, we actually just finished up our batch.
Are you on your platform?
Yeah, so we're giving away a set of tickets. We just finished up with those, but if we do get any more, we'll let the guys know. But the demand for this show has been crazy. Like, people are excited. People are very, very excited.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you. And hopefully it goes well and everybody's pleased. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. And we'll chop it up at the show, man. I'm looking forward to chatting with you before and after the event.
I look forward to that.
African Hip Hop Blog.
Yes, y'all. There you have it. My interview with none other than MI, man. Words cannot express how psyched I am, man. Whoa. In the background, you hear a song by MI featuring Matrimony and Funbi. This has taken off Illegal Music too. This is one of my favorite tracks of that album. Let's let it go. Here we go. Boom.
And she's so cute. You know what most dudes call her, my toe dude. Her love for me can't be measured in modules. For Matronomy, there's nothing that she won't do. But every time where we go room, you know to do what it is grown folks do. She be acting up like we in the showroom, cause you can't imagine the stress I have to go through. Just to end daddy blaze and put it on like icing on a cake. Hit it till she suddenly feel like hurricane. Hit it till she start singing M.I. save. Hold up, this is crazy and I'm about to go nuts, cause I'm hungry and she ain't giving me no grub. I ain't mad, calm, but I'm begging so much, wondering when her shakara would be over. Cause
the way you work in the body, I'm always wanting more. She keeps teasing me so tenderly, I gotta have. When the girl is around, there's only one thing on my mind. She's back for it, man, she's
she got me pleading. Your metronomy is all about economy. Cause I levitated numbers and them girls do the run of me. Whatever I ask for. Ask for your girl, she passed for. The type to get hype when they cash more. See, not that I'm implying she a razz whore. I'm just saying not every minister is a pastor. I'm just saying money and power always a factor. What you think I rap for? To push an F and rap for? Plus I know that if I stay stunting, girls start warming up, they ready to run things. And oi, I know you wanna bang like you drumming, but you gotta pay to lay that pipe reverse plumbing. Yo, see the irony, I found me a good girl, somebody who desire me. Plus a tush like Kush, she get me high, but I still gotta ask her nice to get a try, you know why.
Girl, she's so beautiful. Ooh, she make you wanna taste her. Put my head a little bit in juice. So sexy, I just gotta take her home. Ooh wee, she's putting her lips on me. I like what she's doing to me. One taste got me wanting more. One taste got me hunting. The way she dance, her body shake while I date. Nobody makes me feel this way. She make me wait. She make me the way this girl is passing, she goes and goes slow. The way she always got me begging, yeah, I got to know, yeah. And when she goes, she's still always on my mind. She gon' kill me, oh, yeah. And I'm always tripping, I wonder if she knows. The way she working her body, I'm always wanting more. She keeps teasing me so tenderly, I gotta have her. When this girl is around, there's only one thing on my mind. She making me beg for it. Man, she got me bleeding.
But don't leave me with blue balls. Cause every time we about to get our groove on, you always put me on a thing that is too long. And that's exactly what I wanna do to you all night long, like that classic from Lionel Richie. So in bed, I'ma have to let my pride go. Cause I ain't up and coming, but I feel like blow. Without getting a killer hook from Brymo. But she knows me, like I know her. And I know she likes my game of poker. And I know she likes it when I stroke her. For taking me for a ride, roller coaster. See, in between the sheets, I'm a monster. Cause I perform better than I do in concerts. Begging me to stop when I'm taking it down. I guess I always turn the table around because. I guess I always turn the table around.
Yes, yes, y'all. And we hope that by the time you're done with this podcast, you'll be begging us for more. That's what we're trying to do here. Deliver the best African hip-hop content to you guys, man. This is why we do it. We love this. We love this genre. We love this culture. And on that note, let's now cross over to our feature Friday's winner. None other than Ayat, a young man making major, major, major waves out here in Ghana. To my surprise, I do not know that he is the artist formerly known as Billy Banger. For those of you that remember, we reviewed his work about 2 years ago on the blog. We were big fans, and he kind of blew up after that. And then he just disappeared. Turns out he changed his name, came back and reinvented himself as Ayat, which is his government name. So we had a good chat. He also threw some not so subtle shots at me for passing up some of his work. I ain't mad at that, man. You know, if you're a passionate artist, I expect you, you know, to have a little cockiness, a little bravado. You know what I mean? But anyway, it was a great, great, great chat that I had with him. So let's cross over now to my feature Friday's interview with Ayat.
African Hip Hop Blog. I used to play guy, boss. African Hip Hop Blog, handy.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's your boy Phil Chad, aka Flint Floss. And I've got a talented artiste out from Ghana. He's been making waves. So far, we've received 2 singles, 2 videos from the young man. His name is Ayat. He managed to win last week's Feature Friday competition quite convincingly. So we've got him on the line here for Feature Friday's win interview. Ayat, so how you doing?
I'm good, bro. What's good?
Nothing much, man. So why don't you give us a breakdown as to who Ayat is as an artist and how he started in music?
Ayat actually started as Billy Banger. If you remember the Trap Life 2.0 you posted a while back,
I think 2014.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. that was my first post on African Hip Hop Blog, and I was like over the moon when you posted my stuff, because you know you guys are the premier hip hop site on the continent. So you know I've been sending stuff day in day out, and once you, I was like, finally you're listening to me. So yeah, that I started out as Billy Banger, and then back in 2015 I just went through this whole self-realization process and just changed back to my real name, which is Ayat.
Okay.
And it's been great. Ever since, that's like one of the best decisions I've made musically, changing my name to my moniker to my real name and rapping in my native tongue, which is Hausa.
Okay. I actually, now that you mentioned, I actually remember a while back we had noticed that Billy Banger wasn't online, and the SoundCloud page was gone. Is the SoundCloud page still up, or was I misled?
No, it's gone, actually. I set up everything new. I just wanted to erase everything and Billy Banger. I know everyone was wondering, like, just drop a fire project, where is he? Everyone was wondering, so I was like, it's just a whole new phase in my creative process and a whole new thought.
Okay.
I just wanted to start everything afresh again.
Artists are weird like that. I don't know why you guys keep doing that. Just keep deleting everything. Like, you don't want to keep stuff online for the fans?
I don't know for... No. It's more... I mean, artists, like they say, I don't know for other people, but I do art for myself. And then when I put it out to the world, people like it. But in the... I might be like, no, I don't like this anymore. And then, we forget that we put it out there for people to, consume. And they're like, no, since we don't like it, we don't care what anybody else thinks. So I guess that's it.
Okay. Actually, remember, I think that project was also how I got introduced to Mike Mills on him.
Yep. Mike Mills on him, crazy producer. Hey,
Mike Mills has been doing a lot of stuff right now, man. He's everywhere.
Yeah. He's everywhere.
So, hey, in fact, let's discuss that. How did you link up with Mike Mills?
So, Mike Mills dropped the Trap Life tape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I linked up, I think, online. So, unknowing to me, we had mutual friends, and we also actually lived in a neighborhood that's close to each other, but I had no idea. So, I was at my friend's place, and I was like, hey, I'm going to Mike Mills' place. Like, yo, that producer, he was like, yeah, I'm going there. And I was like, cool, let's go. So we went there, linked up with him. And then unknowingly to me too, he had heard some of my stuff and he was a fan apparently. So when I got there, my friend was about to say this, Billy Bang. I was like, oh, I know Billy Bang. I've seen some of his stuff. I was like, oh, wow. Well, you know me and, it's like a fan of a fan thing. So that's when I was like, why don't we do a project on the beat tape you dropped? And it was like, cool. So we just did that project and the rest is history.
Okay. That was what? I think 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
That's 2014, 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. So what is the response like to
Trap? It's like, you posted it. Like, moment. You don't know, like... I'm in Ghana, and the only people I see from Ghana are Sarkodie, Cyril, EL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and in Ghana, those are the mainstream of mainstream. Those are the top guys. And those are the people I see you post. And for my stuff to be up on there, on your side, I was like, you know what? No one can tell me nothing right now. Like, I'm on that side, so it's over. I don't care if anyone posts it or listens to it. I was like, yo, I'm not giving this music. That's it. It's on that side, So, yeah, that project was one of the projects that really put me out there. The fact that you posted it should even tell you. And a lot of people and blogs in Ghana, outside Ghana, posted it. So it was like, after that, a year later, I just switched up everything, because after that, I didn't release anything else. And then people were just wondering who's Billy Bang and where he is, because people wanted more, but I just had to switch up. So that project was really good. It really put me out there as Billy Banger. But right now, everyone thinks Billy Banger is dead and he's not out anymore. But it's a yes right now.
Okay. So, excuse me. Let's discuss that transition. Why did you transition from Billy Banger to Ayat?
Billy Banger, I think, was influenced by... Billy Banger was just a cool name. Like, it sounds cool, Billy Banger, but there's no real meaning behind it. You get what I'm saying? It was just a funny name I came up with, and I just stuck with it. But even before Billy Banger, when I started rapping, my first moniker was Mr. Ayat. So it was actually my real name before but it was just play. No one knew me as that because I never recorded at Mr. Ayat's. I was just, when I changed to Billy Banger is when I started recording. So it was more for transition, a self-realization thing, knowing that this Billy Banger doesn't mean anything. There's no real meaning or story behind it. It's just a funny name that I'm going with. And the message in my music at that time, I think the only real project I did was Trap Life 2.0, because the rest was just me being influenced by a lot of Western music and, you know, rapping about stuff that's non-existent to me or I've never experienced before. So it was just a lot of fallacies in there.
Okay.
I need to tell the people my story. So I just switched back to Ayat and then started rapping in my native language, and that was like the point. I was like, you know, this is what I have to do to get the people's attention, not to rap about stuff that's not, you know, people can't relate to in Ghana. So that was the whole process why I switched up to Ayat again.
All right. That being said, I actually remember a while back you submitted the video for I Don't Know You, and that was very trap.
Yeah.
So how was
it? Trap.
So how has your sound changed from what you're doing as Billy Banger to what you've done now? If you're still using trap, what's the major difference?
It's Afro trap, and the major difference is the genre is a derivative of the trap, which is Afro trap, but the message and the language and the content is all African. You understand? It's all Ghanaian. So that's the unique part of it. That's like one of the growing one of the songs that's really growing in Ghana right now. I don't know you, because there's never been anyone who's done the Hausa rap the way I'm doing it. You get what I'm saying? So like, just that, like, I've never done any song as Billy Banger that has got this much attention, and I don't know you, it's evident that I've, you know, like, the new me is really moving forward, because with this the sound has changed and the message has changed too. Yeah.
All right. How many people in Ghana speak Hausa?
Well, I think Hausa is usually in the Ashanti region, the Greater Accra region, and the Northern region. So we have 10 regions, and there's 3 regions out of the 10.
Okay.
It's a Muslim language, so pretty much all the Muslims in Ghana speak Hausa.
Okay. Are you Muslim?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. That's dope. All right, so let's get to the meat and potatoes, so to speak. the song that really caught my attention was the joint you did with Kid Black.
Marisu J.
Yeah. Where's Kid Black from?
Kid Black is from Sakumono.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the capital. Yeah, it's an area in the capital.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did he spend time overseas or?
No, Kid Black has been in Ghana.
Okay, because I kind of picked up a slight American accent. I thought maybe he had been one of the the returnees, so to speak. All right. But I definitely see what you're doing with your new stuff. I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
What are the plans for the future? Do you have a new single dropping anytime soon?
I dropped a single drop today that features me on it just this afternoon. It's by Magnum, the producer, the guy who played Sarko the Illuminati. He dropped a single today which features myself and Medical. He's also on the come up, and I'm dropping another one tomorrow. It's a feature actually by King of Accra. I don't know if you've heard about him. He's also a producer. He produced a couple stuff for Sarko there.
Yeah.
Also dropping a song tomorrow that I'm on. And I was gonna drop my song actually tomorrow, my next single, but I got so much features coming this week, it wouldn't make sense. So I just pushed my own single back. So I'm thinking sometime in September.
All right, dope. Well, definitely. Well, you should hit us up. Probably even email. You know, maybe we can discuss an exclusive or something like that. Since you're the Feature Fridays winner, I know of Medical. I remember EL was talking about him. I think EL had said Medical's on Bar 3.
Bar 3, he is. That's my favorite rapper in GH right now.
Oh, wait, Medical?
Yeah, Medical. All
right. So I definitely got to check this dude out, man. Looks like I'm sleeping on some dope dudes out there.
You are.
Hey, the shots are fire. Bam! Not even suddenly. Yeah, you sleeping, man. Yo, we're trying, man. Africa's big, man. Africa's big.
The underground scene in Ghana is like fire right now. You look at EO's cats and half of the features are upcoming artists. And that should tell you that the upcoming artists in Ghana are on a different level right now. Like the creativity is crazy. Like you said, Kid Black, another guy, amazing. So the kids on the come up right now are ready to, you know, take stuff to a whole new different level right now.
Yeah. Well, I've actually been hearing a lot about that. The guys that I've spoken to have been saying, like, Ghana right now, the scene is ridiculous. So I look forward to it. I'm trying to get out there beginning of next year just to get a full sense of what's going on out there, man. We'll definitely be in touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Besides your upcoming single, can we expect a full project anytime soon?
Yeah, I had an album done and I was going to drop it this year. Well, I met Edem. I don't know if you've heard about him.
Yes. Of course. Edem's a legend, man. Come on.
Yeah, so I met Edem. You know, we talked it up. He's a fan. He's a big brother. And then he was like, you know what? Like, every stuff you're playing to me is fire right now. But how many songs do you have? And I was like, I have 14 songs. And that's what I want. He said, that's what you want for the album. I said, yeah. And it was like, record another 14. And I was like, just record another 14 and just pick from it. So add it and then add the new 14 to the old 14 and then make the selection. Then I was like, okay, so that's what we're doing right now. If not, I would have dropped an album, you know, sometime I think in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's dope. Once again, you're not the first person to say that they've been like in concert with rappers like Edem who've just been trying to help them out. Are legends or the bigger rap artists, are they accessible out there in Ghana? Are they looking to help the new guys in the game?
I don't, on the come up, everyone has a story. I, for once, never tried to reach out to anybody. Like, I've always been, ever since Billy Banger or when I started rapping, like, I never once tried to reach out to anybody because, in a way, I felt like, you know, good stuff sells itself. So once you put it out there and it's dope, you know, by all means, someone might reach out. And that's what's happening right now. On the 2 days before we shoot the video for I Don't Know You, the legendary producer Hammer, he's responsible for the careers of Sarkodie, Edem, Kwakese, all of those guys. Mm-hmm. He happened to hear the song 2 days before the shoot. And then he looked for my number and he was like, yo, are you a Yas? I was like, he said, I heard your song. And I was like, he said, I just started a revolution. Like, he likes what I'm doing. This is dope. I should keep at it. I was like, well, I'm going to shoot a video. Then he was like, really? Where? I showed him the place. I said, he'll be there. And he came through. And this is the guy who's responsible for the career of the biggest artist in Ghana. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Manifest also heard the song and Manifest came true.
Yeah, I saw him in Manifest the video
came
as well,
for the video shoot. Yeah, Cyril came true. Like, so to me, like I said, I never once tried to reach out to anybody. I just did my thing and put it out there. And then, you know, people get to hear it. You know, people of influence and people in positions to help me. And they all came through. So to me, like, that's how I move. I don't know about other people, though, because I feel like once you have that mentality of trying to reach out people, then, you know, it might not go your way. But if you do what's, you know, you want or whatever, and then you put it out there, and if it's dope, people will come, you know, they'll look for you. So that's what I did.
Dope. I think, basically what you've touched on is one of the reasons why I really want to come out there. It's because there's so many languages and so many different movements across the continent, it's very difficult for even one person to understand everything. like it's very easy to pick off what's yeah. rising, what's rising to the top. So I can pick up an EL, I can pick up a Sarko, yeah. But to understand what's yeah. really going on in the movement, it's damn near impossible for me because I'm not Ghanaian. So we actually want to come out there and try find sure. Ghanaian people in the culture that we can then recruit on the team. Because when I first heard okay. I Don't Know You, I kind of got it, bro. I was like, yeah, I wasn't really getting the relevance of it. You know what I mean? Where someone yeah. who's in the culture would have recognized it immediately, like, no, this is actually authentic.
Yeah.
All right, man. Oh, that's dope, man. So it definitely looks like the industry is taking note of who you are and supporting the movement.
Yeah, for the past like 3 months right now, all the big producers are reaching out, you know, a couple of big artists are reaching out, did a song with, you know, Adam.
Hey.
And a couple like if you mentioned, because I don't know if they would like me to be saying this, but yeah, I've done a couple songs with a lot of known people, and yeah, I mean it's been good. It's a slow progress, but it's been good nonetheless.
I dope. So as an artist right now, are you making music full time?
Yeah, that's what I've always been doing. I'm also a graphic and web designer, so I do that at times. Oh, but okay. it's just full time music. Yeah.
So that's how you're paying the bills?
Yep. Right. Luckily for me, though, talking about bills, I mean, I've never really had any like that, because ever since I started music, people, you know, invite me to their studios and stuff. People wanted to shoot videos for me and stuff. It has not really been... I've not had that much of that struggle. Because, you know, waves recognize waves. And if someone likes your wave and he has a studio, he thinks, you know, you people can do something. He just invites me and then I record. So no need to, you know, worry about paying anybody bills or whatever. So I've not experienced, you know, paying people for that type of stuff.
Oh, look at you just flexing. Yeah. Man, I don't got bills, son. I don't know what bills is, son. I don't pay no bills. All right, man, dope. Well, this has been a very productive interview. I don't know, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners that they might not know about you, that they should know about you?
Just, you know, ayatsmusic.com. Everything they need to know will be there, you know. And just, you know, look out for me. I hope you post my songs more now.
Hey, the shots are being fired left, right, and center out here, fam.
Hey.
In fairness, you've only sent 2 songs. And I've posted.
Nah, man. Really?
As I had. Dude, I'm going. Let me go through the submissions right now. Let's see. Let's see. I'm searching. Ayat. Right. I Don't Know You submission. 1. Ayat and Queso. I Don't Know You again. Ayat with Kid Black. Yeah, dude. I've posted 50% of what you've said. That's a good ratio.
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
All right, man. No, it's all good. It's all blessed. By the way, plug your social media so the listeners know where to find you.
Yeah. Twitter is AYATMAQ. That's Ayat Mac. Mm-hmm. It's my SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/AYATMAQ, and AyatMusic.com. AyatMusic.com. AyatMusic. I think that's the best place because all my social media is there.
All right, dope, man. Yeah. No, thanks for taking the time out, and thanks for being so patient, man. We had a few snags and delays in trying to get this interview done, and I appreciate the patience, man. It's all good, man.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, man.
Nice. Stay up.
I used to play guy boss African hip hop blog handy.
African hip hop blog.
Yes, yes, y'all. And there you have it. That has been this week's episode of the African Hip Hop Blog Podcast with me, Phil Chard. Please don't forget to follow us on social media, African HHB on Twitter, African Hip Hop Blog on Facebook, African Hip Hop Blog on our Viber public chat, youtube.com/ African Hip Hop Blog, and of course, AfricanHHB.com, the mecca of African hip hop. And don't forget to follow me too at Phil Chard. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please don't forget to like and subscribe, comment, give me some feedback, or just hit me up on Twitter at Phil Chard and let me know what you think. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate the love, man. I'm out.
Watch out for mama, so I don't know you. Nigga man blowing up my cellie late. Now new phone, who this? Oh, Judas. Right now I get some, you won't head out. Fuck you mean, bruh. I'm not too na run on the band. Then see back up, bunny call me ba. But suck up, I'm not too na then he chicken me see the back at the nyanibalo. Mama talk for the mini, what a so don't take another shit. I know I see who be my friends and who be my I'm futo, woo. Leche, get it out, yeah. Young boy gotta hit the city, make this money. Yo, my mama, man, I gotta make him feel it, yeah, yeah. I'm futo, woo. Leche, get it out, yeah. Young boy gotta hit the city, make this money. Yo, my mama, man, I gotta make him feel it, leche. I don't know you. I don't know you. Nigga, this shit is brand new. I swear this chick is brand new. Right now we did pop like Justin. Make y'all believe us. Yeah, we did pop like Justin. I swear y'all can feel us. My nigga, see, I don't know you.
I don't know you, no, no. Yeah.
Started as a group. This is not your song, so please don't get involved. Started from bottom, yo. They never believed in us. Had to combat them, or strike them, made them strong. Ghana made me tough. And right now, we the red. Give y'all what you want. Oh, I don't know you.
Yeah.
Easy play, guy, boss African hip hop blog handy.